welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm your host, Richard, and we are going to be looking at the week of July 3rd. First off, I want to thank everybody that's helped with our summer reading program this summer. Everyone that's donated either monetarily with prizes or with time or donations, we really appreciate everything that you've done. Those individuals and entities are Details Flower Shop, David and Shauna Nichols, Faulkner Real Estate, Lynn Energy, Coon Harvesting, Santa Fe Trail Liquor, Kultz Sand Company, Plain State Bank, The Gift Box, Circle K, CarQuest Lakin Automotive, Bryant Chiropractic Clinic, Hutchison Appraisal Service, Trav's Body Shop, Richard and Roxy Brookman, Pioneer Communications, Fletcher Ranch, Beamer and Beamer, Mindy Harrison, Kearney County Bank, Kearney County Hospital, Valley Tire Service, Adrian Price, Wendy's, Golden Grain Enterprises, Tri-Rotor, Kearney County Fire Department, Robin Leonard, Vanika Harris Agency, Chris and Gary Gilbert, Judy Scott, Sherry Bell, Claudia Enriquez, Subway, Kearney County Clerk's Office, Farm Bureau, Carolyn Robertson, Lakin School District, Deerfield School District, Kearney County Museum, Kearney County Senior Center, Jeannie White, and Ranchito Cafe. To everybody that helped out, we appreciate everything you did for the library this summer and making our summer reading program a fun event for everybody in the community. This coming week for the 4th of July, that is going to be on Monday. So all the county offices, including the library, will be closed Monday. We will be back open on Tuesday at 9 o'clock in the morning. But be aware that the library will be closed Monday, July 4th, in recognition of our Independence Day. Other activities for the July 4th weekend are the Lakin Recreation Commission is doing the celebration. It's going to be at the North Complex on Highway 25, just north of Lakin. At 8 o'clock, Clay Davenport Band is going to be playing, and the fireworks display will begin at dark 30. The City of Lakin is reminding everybody that for fireworks from July 3rd and 5th, you can pop fireworks from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. On July 4th, the actual date, you can pop fireworks from 8 a.m. to 12 midnight. The City Council of Lakin wants to give everybody some 4th of July safety tips. And these tips are: fireworks should be only used under adult supervision. Fireworks should only be used outdoors on a driveway, sidewalk, or other fire-resistant surface. Remember, fires are caused by careless handling of fireworks in areas exposed to sparks or live fireworks. Never ignite fireworks during high winds where flying sparks can start a fire. Keep a bucket of water handy in case sparks start a fire. Soak spent fireworks with water before placing them in outdoor garbage cans. Be sure children around fireworks know to stop, drop, and roll if their clothing catches on fire. Deposit sparklers in a metal container as they may be stepped on while hot or lost in the grass and stepped on while playing. Never aim or throw fireworks that malfunction or fail to go off. Do not wear loose clothing when using fireworks. Never experiment or make your own fireworks. Never carry fireworks in your pocket. Know your fireworks. Read the caution label before using. Obey local laws. If fireworks are not legal where you live, do not use them. And never relight a dud firework. Wait 20 minutes and then soak it in a bucket of water. The safest way to prevent fireworks-related injuries or worse is to leave fireworks displays to the professionals. Misuse of fireworks causing death, injury, or property loss shall incur civil or criminal liability. The goals are public safety and voluntary compliance of the law. Those are some good reminders to let everybody know since the holiday is upon us, and we hope everybody has fun this holiday as well. Some other things that are happening this upcoming week. Some other things that are happening this week, starting on July 5th on a Tuesday, we have the Lakin AA meeting at 8, and Deerfield, they have their city council meeting at 6 that evening. On Wednesday the 6th, TOPS is meeting at the Memorial Building from 6 to 8 for weigh-in, and the meeting starts at 8. Trail Piecers Quilt Guild will be at the LRC at 7. On Thursday, immunizations will be at the Kearney County Health Department from 9 to 11 in the morning, and then again from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. There's a fire meeting at 6:30. 4-H photo mounting is at the Extension Office at 7. Lakin Gun Club at 7. Lakin AA meeting at 8. On Friday the 8th, there's Kearney County Chamber meeting at noon at the Kearney County Hospital in Lakin. On Saturday the 9th, They have the Southwest Spectacular 4-H Horse Show in Garden City. Then there's free yoga at the city park at 8:30 a.m. Also, the museum is open on Sundays from 1 to 4 or Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4. And they'd be happy to see you at the museum. And if you happen to swing by, be sure to mention that Kearney County Library asked you to swing by and say thank you to them for allowing us to have a display of some of our sports artifacts within the county displayed here at the library for our summer reading. If you haven't been into the library to see that display, we invite everybody to come see it. And then afterwards, go to the museum and see some of the other county artifacts. Families that are needing some sports physicals, they can contact the Family Health Center in the month of July. On July 14th, Tamara Meisel, APRNC, will be taking appointments from 9 to 11:30 a.m. Also on that same day, Tina Stibbins, PA-C, will be doing appointments from 2 to 4:30 p.m. And then on July 27th, Dr. Arlo Reimer will be doing appointments for sports physicals from 9 to 11:30 a.m. If you do need to schedule a sports physical, be sure to contact the Family Health Center at 355-7550 or 426-2990. Since weather is still active here in Kansas, just a reminder that the sirens for tornadoes are 2 to 3 minute blast in 10 minutes and will repeat until warning is over. Designated shelters for Lakin, it is the basement of the courthouse, and in Deerfield, it's the high school locker rooms, and you need to enter at the northwest door. Pool hours for both communities are as follows. The Deerfield Swimming Pool is from Sunday through Friday, 10 to 5 p.m. and 7 to 9 p.m. Saturdays, it is 1 to 5 p.m. They also have water exercises on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 5:15 to 6 p.m. and babysitting is provided at the park. If you need more information, you can contact the pool at 426-6800. For the Lake and Beamer Aquatic Center, their hours are for lap swim on Monday and Friday. It is 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and then again from 5 to 7 p.m. Open swim is Monday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m. and then 7 to 9 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, it's 1 to 5 p.m. Aerobics are Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. If you need more information, you can contact the Aquatic Center at 355-6621. For this upcoming week for the Kearney County Senior Center, on Tuesday they have coffee at 8, yoga at 10, card games at 1:30. On Wednesday the 6th, they have coffee at 8 again, path exercise at 10, Bible study at 10:45, meal site is at noon. And for that day, the meal will be chicken fajitas, black beans, grilled peppers, and onions. On Thursday the 7th, they have coffee again at 8. They have a KCCA meeting at 9:30, yoga at 10, oils at 11, and bingo at 1:30. On Friday, they have coffee at 8 and path exercises at 10. Another reminder, as everybody knows, there's road work being done at the intersection of Highways 50 and 25, and the Kansas DOT wants to urge drivers to be alert, pay attention to all work zone warning signs, slow down when approaching a work zone, and be prepared to stop. If you are a fan of flea markets, the city of Deerfield is going to be doing their first annual Deerfield Flea Market. It's going to be held on July 30th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Deerfield City Park. And be sure to mark your calendars if you wish to attend. Also in the month of July, all the county residents need to prepare for the Kearney County Fair, which is going to be July 18th through 21st. So if you have any crafts or projects or livestock that you're preparing for the Kearney County Fair, have those ready and turned in. You might want to contact the Extension office at 355-6551. The Farm Service Agency wants to remind area ag businesses that on July 15th, that is going to be the final acreage reporting deadline for spring seeded crops. So if you're needing to get those reported in, remember to mark your calendars for July 15th so you don't miss that deadline. Kearney County has a new emergency alert system. You can sign up to get notifications of weather and community alerts at www.kearneycountykansas.com. And Kearney County, Kansas is all one word. These alerts will be about emergencies and other important community news. It will provide you with critical information quickly in a variety of situations, such as severe weather, unexpected road closures, missing persons, and evacuations of buildings or neighborhoods. The reporting will be time-sensitive messages wherever you specify them to go to, whether it's to your home, mobile, or business phones, email addresses, or text messages, or if there's any other format, you can request that as well. If you are interested in this service, you would need to contact Don Robertson at 620-271-4769 or at 620-355-6192. Or again, you can sign up at the website at KearneyCountyKansas.com. That's going to do it for us this week. Just another reminder that the Kearney County Library and all other government businesses will be closed on July 4th, which is the Monday. The library will be back open on Tuesday, July 5th at 9 o'clock in the morning. And everybody here at the library wants to wish everybody a happy and safe 4th of July. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info. KearneyColib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.